I'm going to be trying to be really professional here, but I'm a little mad at this next guest because I totally saw him here at the WACC studios a couple weeks ago, and he didn't say anything about this. Senator Ryan Fazio joins us now. Are you thinking about running for governor and you didn't tell me, sir?
I'm telling you now.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Sounds like my husband when I'm like, are you going golfing today? And he's like, I think I told you. I'm like, you didn't. You didn't actually tell me. Senator Fazio, welcome back to the show. This is a huge decision. All kidding aside, huge decision. What? Tell us about where you're at with this. Are you really thinking about running or being at least one of the Republicans trying to run for governor in 2026?
Yeah, I am considering running for governor. And I've gotten a lot of encouragement, not only from leaders across the state, especially in the Republican Party, but also constituents, which means a lot to me. Means that I've earned some of their trust over the last 5 years in the state Senate, and they see the type of leader I've been in the state Senate and think that that could transfer well to statewide office. So I need to make a decision this summer, and I'm strongly considering it because of all that encouragement and because I think the state can do better than the direction and the leadership that it's seen for the last 10 years or so.
And again, Senator Fazio is represents the 36th district, which includes Greenwich, Stamford, and New Canaan. He is the ranking senator on the Energy and Technology Committee, as well as the Finance, Revenue, and Bonding Committee, and is somebody who is on the show pretty frequently, especially during the legislative session, because things like energy prices and, well, and many other, I'd say, issues that the state has been facing, you've spoken up about and you've talked about here, and you've really tried to work on a collaborative bipartisan basis. In fact, there was an interview that was done. I want to say Mike Cerulli from News 8 recently talked to Governor Lamont and sort of off the cuff asked the governor, well, what do you think about Senator Fazio running? And you could see that Governor Lamont, you know, had nothing but good things to say about you and said, you know, I think that would be a great, almost like a great candidate. I mean, he didn't endorse, but I mean, the governor, we don't know what the governor is going to do with his own campaign, whether or not he's going to run. But he had nothing but good things to say about you and the idea of you running. Were you surprised by that?
Well, listen, the governor and I have a good working relationship, and we've gotten to know each other a little bit, and I think he's a good person. So, you know, I know he still has to make a decision, and as I've said before, my decision will be independent of what anyone else does, whether Republican or Democrat, whether they decide to run or not. I think the state needs positive leadership for the next decade and a new generation of leadership. So I'm going to make a decision one way or another on whether I think I can win and whether I think I can effectively govern, and not based on what one person or another is doing. So I, you know, I appreciate some of the kind words, and again, I think he's a good person. And you know, people can disagree, and you can still recognize that the person you disagree with is a good person.
So again, Senator Fazio, you're certainly in, you know, good company from the Republican Party if you do decide to run. Now, the only person who officially, not even, you know, the Governor Lamont, like I said, hasn't decided if he's going to run a third term. The only person officially who is running in the 2026 gubernatorial race is Jennifer Tucker, first elect woman of Westport for the Republican Party. But we know Aaron Stewart has been exploring, you know, running because she's trying to raise the money at this point. But she was probably the front runner, if you will, as far as, you know, getting the news out there that she was really interested in running for governor. And again, I think it comes down to a money thing for her campaign. Other Republicans have kind of said, maybe I will. But do you feel you're the at this point, if you were to decide to run, do you feel like, what do you bring to the table, I guess, differently than the other Republicans who have already made it clear that they are interested in a run for governor?
Well, despite being in a large minority in the state Senate, I've been able to effectuate change that makes the state government less costly, more efficient, and smaller. I've been able to effectuate conservative change in the state Senate, including delivering a $100 million per year cut to public benefits and fighting for smaller government tax cuts for middle class workers and more. You know, I fought for local control as hard as I could. And, you know, I'm proud of my record. And I think in addition to that, in addition to my legislative record of success, which I hold next to anyone, Democrat or Republican, despite us being in a minority, I think I've been able to unite Republicans in my area, the more moderate Republicans and the more conservative Republicans. I think we need to win tough elections as Republicans in order to govern, and there's no two ways about that. I was able to win three state Senate elections in a district that Joe Biden won by about 20%. So I can unite Republicans while bringing moderate, unaffiliated voters into a tent that delivers change that reduces the size of government, protects people's personal freedoms, and ensures prosperity for more Connecticut residents.
I would also say, Senator Fazio, and I'm wondering if this plays a role into your decision to potentially run, but it was definitely an uphill battle, at least it felt like, from, you know, an outsider looking in, an uphill battle in your reelection bid, which you did win, obviously, the 36th district, but going up against Nick Simmons at the time in this most recent election cycle. I'm wondering if that sort of, you know, also helps solidify, you know, again, the brother of the current mayor in Stamford and somebody who is getting a lot of support from the Democratic Party and outside funds. And you defeated him, pretty easily defeated him. I'm wondering if that had anything to do as well with, you know, wanting to take that next step and thinking, okay, well, you know, maybe I can certainly, even though we are typically a Democratic state, you know, we could turn the table and have a Republican governor and I could be that person.
Yeah, it definitely informs my decision because it's going to be difficult for any Republican to win statewide office, although it's definitely possible. But you need someone who's able to build a big tent coalition and win hard races. And I've won hard races. And, you know, as I said, it's a district that Biden won by about 20%, and I've won three times now. But most recently, I won against the most expensive state Senate campaign in state history, against a well-known last name, and did so by more than anyone expected. So, listen, I'm used to being an underdog. And, you know, I might be an underdog going into 2026 if I decided to run. But I also have a track record of winning as an underdog. So it's a position that I and my supporters are comfortable and even excited to run from. So if we make that decision, you know, We'll be happy being the feisty underdog.
We have Senator Ryan Fazio here of the 36th District, which covers Greenwich, parts of Stamford and New Canaan. And Senator Fazio has not officially said he's going to run for governor, but he is exploring it as the Republican candidate. Now, I'm curious, Senator Fazio, a couple of things. We still don't even know who the Democratic candidate is going to be. Governor Lamont has really not made a concrete decision whether or not he's going to run for a third term. We know some other rumblings of state Democrats who have said that they would be interested. Comptroller Sean Scanlon has mentioned that. Attorney General William Tong has hinted that he would be interested. The lieutenant governor certainly has hinted that she, you know, if Governor Lamont no longer wanted to be in that position, she'd be interested. And of course, many others. Are there any Democrats that would make you less comfortable with running? For example, like if the governor announces he wants to run for a third term, would that change your decision in going forward?
No, I'm making a decision that is independent of what anyone else does, Republican or Democrat. I think that candidates have to want it and be willing to go for things, you know, without kind of overly analyzing all the other side considerations and what everyone else is doing. The only way to win a position is to run for a position. And so it shouldn't be kind of overly analyzed or kind of overly practical of a decision. It should be a matter of whether you want it and you think you can serve, serve the state, serve your constituents in an effective manner. So I'm going to make a decision that's independent of what anyone else does. I think that there's a very strong argument that will resonate with the general public that we need balance and checks in our state government. We cannot just have one party supermajority rule with a 2-to-1 Democratic legislature and a Democratic governor. We need some sort of balance in our state government. And when there is balance, you'll have bipartisan solutions. You won't have one size fits all, you know, left wing or right wing decision making. That, I think, is exactly the type of pragmatism that Connecticut voters want. They want people to come together. They don't want the bickering that we have in our politics. They don't want the ideological kind of extreme politics that we see too often in the country, that we're about to see a lot more of in New York City. They want checks and balances and pragmatism. And so I think any Democratic candidate is going to have a difficult time saying, we not only need a 2-to-1 Democratic majority in the legislature, we need a Democratic governor for 20 straight years. In addition to that, I think Connecticut residents are ready for checks and balances and common sense.
And I think, too, Senator Fazio, why you are favored, as you mentioned, even in, you know, towns and cities that typically, you know, can go more the blue route than the red route, is because I don't think you match, per se, you know, a lot of the national Republican Party, if you will. You are definitely more middle of the line. And you know, I think that's, again, why you've been favored. And certainly I'm curious why, or rather how, you would appease sort of the, I'd say, not even further right, but I would say the registered Republicans in the state. We've seen, dare I say, maybe not the strongest decisions during a primary. I think the one that stands out the most and continues to be a real example we look at is the Themis-Claridis race to run against Senator Blumenthal. And ultimately, in the primary election, they went with Leora Levy because she had been backed by President Trump at the time. And I'm curious how you know, appease certainly the registered Republicans, but then when you get out of the primary, if you were to be the Republican candidate chosen, how you still appease to the middle of the road, either independent voters, those who are not affiliated, how do you strike that balance?
Listen, I am always willing to work with others, no matter what their party affiliation, but I'm always going to hold fast to the principles that I hold and the reasons that I got into public service, which is to deliver a more efficient, limited government, not a government that controls every aspect of people's lives. So, you know, it becomes pretty easy to work with others when you know what your kind of your guardrails are. My guardrails are that I want a government that is limited, that is cost effective, that is respective to taxpayers, that ensures equality under the law and rule of law and public safety, and is primarily focused on protecting people's rights and delivering a fertile ground for prosperity. So, you know, those are, as far as I believe, Republican principles. I think most people agree with those principles, but those are Republican principles that I hold fast to. And as long as I kind of hold fast to them, I can work with others. And I've had a successful track record of that. And it's part of the reason why I've been able to unite Republicans during fractious times in the area that I represent. It's why I have gotten positive encouragement from conservative Republicans like Rob Sampson, as well as, you know, more moderate and establishment, you know, Republican leaders in the state as well. You know, I think people are looking for leadership that brings people together, conservatives and moderates alike within our party. I have a track record of doing that, and I think I could potentially continue to do that if I decide to broaden my focus.
Well, Senator Fazio, we will see what happens by the end of the summer, what you decide, and I definitely appreciate you having, you know, taking the time to talk this through. I think it's something that people are really focused on. I know it feels like the 2026 election is far away, but it's certainly the focus of many Connecticut residents. And so I appreciate you giving us the time, and definitely let us know what you're doing. Do not make me read another Hearst Media article to find out that you are thinking of running for governor. I'm telling you right now, sir.
You're the first radio I've talked to since this issue has been discussed.
But okay, fine. Then I feel a little special.
I appreciate it. I'll come back very soon.
Thank you, Senator Fazio. We appreciate it. And certainly we will let you know, obviously, what happens as soon as it becomes available to us. We'll let you know here on WACC. Thank you so much.